Hi guys, welcome back to Coffee with Kira. And I am so excited today because number one, you guys love him. I have my dad back. He's co-hosting. Hey. He's back in the business.
Well, I had to meet the duo.
We're the father-daughter duo. And today we have Danny and Theory, who are the cutest ever on TikTok. That's where we found each other.
Yes.
They are mother and daughter and also a part of the community as well.
Yes, we are.
So I just was so excited to have them on today. You guys are in town for a couple days and yep. I was like, please come on. So
and I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, my niece Alex, she was the one, I think you guys commented on something that we did, and Alex was like, oh,
she's
my
like,
god,
I love them so
she's
much.
She's like, oh my god. When I looked, then when she told me about you guys, I looked you guys up and I oh fell god. In love. I was like, I just like, you know, because you don't see this, and then to be in a community too,
yeah.
And you guys to be so like just in the front of like bringing people and saying, look, we are mom and daughter. We are part of the community. There's no weirdness here.
No,
it's just who we are.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so I fell in love with you guys.
Oh, well, I fell in love with y'all guys.
I was like,
stalking.
God, it's
I was
a
like,
mother, it's a daughter, father, no, it's like a whole little family already.
Yeah, no, we are. This is the family. This yes. is what community is for.
Like,
we find people that are in our community and yeah. we understand each other and we don't have to put a front on.
No.
Like, there's a lot of times when we're out to dinner with mutual friends and they're just like, so the you could feel the undertone of the mm-hmm. conversation where you're like, are you judging me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I love when I find family.
Genuine. Similar people, yeah, yeah, for sure. I feel like I also always love to ask, how are you guys feeling like in this moment? I'll ask you first. Mentally, wellness check, you know, just checking in. How do you feel?
So right now, I'm a little homesick, to be honest, but mentally, I feel good. I love the direction that my life is going. I love mm-hmm. the relationships that I have with my daughter, my yeah. wife, and the friends that I have around me. I have a really
beautiful.
Good support system.
That's okay.
And it's taken me a long time to get there mm-hmm. and understand. And everybody's love and nourishment looks different.
Mm-hmm.
So now I understand what their love for me looks like. So mm-hmm. I know how to appreciate it a little bit more.
I
Does that make
that.
Sense?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I'm like, so what she said. Anyways. But, how you feeling, girl?
Okay. So honestly, I just got out the biggest funk of my life.
Mm.
I was talking to you prior, like, I'm a big space person. I feel mm. like I wasn't getting that with anything and anyone, not even with myself. I feel like I was even suffocating myself, like, mm. making myself do so many things, like, at the same time. I balanced it. I got myself in a routine, and now I feel like I have more control over myself and my life and everything. Mm. So I'm really feeling good. I'm really grateful, and I'm happy. You know, she helped me through all of it. I mean, she was like, Theory, like, hello, I know you need space, but, like, girl, I miss
no,
you.
No, I get There's that, because no I am queen of, in our family, for sure. Like, even in his relationship with my mom, like, wants to be up under her all the time.
That's me.
With I'm everyone in my life, I've always been similar. Like, I recharge on my own, I need mm-hmm. my space, and I never want anyone to ever take it personally,
yeah.
you know, but it's so important to have a schedule to, like, check in with yourself and be like,
yes.
okay, I need to switch this up, because mm-hmm. right now, it's all a little hectic.
And see, like, I'm opposite. I'm a pack animal.
Yeah.
I want my son, I want my daughters, I want my, like, I'm just, and I don't apologize for it. I try to give them space because I know they need space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with me, I want them, like, you know, what's that cartoon? Riley always teased me as like a caveman and they have the sleeping pile.
Yes.
You know
what I'm talking
about?
Yes.
Well, that's how it would be.
That's how
it would be. Croons or
that's
croons.
Yeah, croons. Croons. Yeah, yeah. He always teases me about that because that would be me. I'd be like, come on.
Let's
be
together.
So in your relationship a little bit, like, you need a little bit more space, but you guys are very close.
Yes.
I love watching because once again,
insanely
like,
close.
Yeah, me and my dad, I mean, my whole family, we're very, very close. Yeah. We have a very special bond, but watching
that.
You guys online, I was like, they're so supportive
yeah.
with each other.
Oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
You kind of as well, since you're getting older, and I remember this happening where you get to a certain age
it's
where
hard.
They're still your parent,
yeah.
but it's also friendship as well.
Yes.
It turns
yeah.
into, and I see that you guys have that as
I
well.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
So have you always been this close, or have you gone through times in your life where you weren't this close?
Because yeah, we
tell me
too.
About it. They know about us. I'm like, I want to hear about y'all.
I mean, I feel like for the most part, we grew up very close. I mean, we only had each other. I mean,
yeah.
we raised each other. She's been my best friend for life. There's always times where we're struggling. I mean, we're both human. We're both learning. It's our first go around. She's my first time being a parent, first time being a daughter. It's hard, very, very hard. We actually had like our biggest like blowout of discomfort in our relationship last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow. Around this
Recent.
Time.
Around this time.
December
last
8th.
Year.
Oh, she knows the date.
She
yeah,
said,
because
it was awful, but you know, yeah. and it took, I feel like it took like a couple months for us to really get back on track. Yeah. And we had to talk like, listen, you're my mom, I'm your daughter, we're close, we're best friends. I know this was a bad, bad blowout and it's not normal for us, but we got each other. We're going to have to work this out one way or another. Yeah. Like, we want to put boxing gloves on. Yeah. Like, girl. No.
See, like, no. I love that. Please. I love that.
Like, she's going to beat me up.
I mean, I felt like that too many times with you.
I know. But I love that. But she's what you ended with was like, I'm upset right now, but we're going to work this out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I'm trying to be with like my kids and my wife and like all of us. And I try to talk to them, especially when they're hitting heads. I'm like, you can hit heads. That's normal. You know why? Because you're so
healthy, actually.
It's healthy. You know the buttons to push. You know which switch goes on and off. But it's family. You have to work through it. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think, and why? Because the rare few of us who have this need to fight like hell to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Easy.
And people think they watch, you know, they say they watch it sometimes. They think, oh, it's so easy. It's just, they're just close like that. I'm like, oh, no. We have family meetings. We had ball.
We do. I just texted. I was like, before we come home, I need a family meeting.
Like, dinner table.
Do you know how many people, when I say that, look at me like, what are you talking about? And it also, it makes me sad, though, when that happens, because I know growing up, knowing that I had a parents in general that just wanted to make sure that we always stayed on the same page and had family meetings and made sure we sat down around the table together and had conversations.
What do you say every time you say goodbye, no matter how many times?
I love you.
Exactly.
Every time. Yeah. She goes to bed.
Yeah.
I love you.
You never know. But it's just, it's such a beautiful thing, and it's so important to have family. Yeah. And to, if you don't have like a family that you maybe were brought into, a chosen family or friends that you just know, okay, I can come to this person through good and bad times, even when I'm feeling terrible, and I know that they're going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, that's so
amazing. I still feel I love that, but I still feel at my age, you know, 56, that it's nothing like family. No, it's just, you know, it's just like,
he likes saying it because he has people go, no, you don't look like that.
You know what? It's not like, only that. I take pride in where I am in my life and who I'm becoming and trying to become more and more me. So sometimes people do think I'm younger, and I'm quick to say, oh, no. I'm past the century.
You're proud.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I have a question for you. Someone just recently said something to me where someone asked one of my kids, when did your dad come out to you? Now, my kids, they always grew up knowing I was bisexual because I never hid it. It was never. So my daughter said back to the person, well, when did your dad say that he was straight? Because it was such a part of her life, it wasn't something like I set her down. How did that with you guys? How did that happen?
So honestly, Tina, she was, you guys work together.
That's your mom's wife.
Yes. Okay. That's my mom's wife. Tina's my mom's wife. I used to go there when my mom was working. I was just sitting there. Tina started babysitting me, and she became one of my, like, someone that took care of me. Like, I love her. I see her as my best friend. That's my girl.
That's great.
And then you really didn't, like, sit me down. You just...
So I think Theory started realizing that Tina and I was spending a lot more time not surrounding Theory. Like, she was coming over and she didn't need to be babysat. Also, a backstory, my wife and my sister are best friends. Like, they've been best friends for a few years before her and I.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to be, like, shady. I didn't know, like...
Why would it be shady, kid?
I'm not shady,
because
but, like,
she's my
just
best
so
friend.
You know, she was her sister's best friend. Like, I didn't
because you know what? My first love and my first girlfriend was my sister's best friend. It didn't end well, so my sister was like, you're never dating my friend's friend. But this went well, so we're good.
I thought we were being sneaky. Like, I thought we were kissing, and she was snuggling me, and I'm like, oh... Theory comes into the room, and she was like, look, if you guys want to date, like...
I love that.
Just date. You don't have to hide it from me. I was like, okay.
I love that.
And then we were together ever since.
Wow. So how long have you been together?
10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You know what's crazy? We were stalking my Facebook when I was a child, and it was a post. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I love my parents no matter what, and I put the rainbow hearts. And I'm like, that's just,
You were just, it wasn't
probably,
different.
Like, you're new. You're probably just...
They're so human. They love each other. That's what it is. That's all it is.
It's just people being humans.
Love is love. Yeah, that's what I always say. And I hope more and more that it comes to a place of it's not different. It's not, oh, really? Mm-hmm. I hate when people ask me, you know, or I'm dating a woman and they're like, oh, that's so this and cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you just tell someone your sexuality and they have a big freak out.
Yeah.
I always say, like, the worst thing to do when someone's coming out to you and they're trusting you with that, and maybe you're the first person, or just in general, someone that they're trusting and people just go, like, and freak out like crazy. It's, mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that. It should just be like, nothing is awful. Different about you. I still love you. Like, nothing mm-hmm. has changed, you know?
So, has anybody just blamed you for her being bisexual? Because we do.
Yeah, no, I never... That hasn't happened to me yet. You know, mm-hmm. I get more because being in a 35-year relationship with a woman, you know, people are like, well, how can you consider yourself bisexual? Yeah. And I'm like, that doesn't change who I was attracted to before. That just means I made a decision to be monogamous.
Yeah.
You know, so I haven't gotten that about... I don't know.
I think maybe it's like a gender thing as well. Like, if my brother was.
Yeah.
But
so how do you deal with that?
We fight them.
I literally got a comment today. I was like, just shut up.
I do.
And that's always the hardest thing is like, how do you react? I mean, most of the time I'm high road, but it's hard. Sometimes you just want to put those gloves on and go at people.
So I am more of the kind of responder. I'm like, look, everybody's love language is a different color. Like, and I don't expect you to understand that. Like, you can't sit here and tell me that what I'm doing is wrong just because you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never expect you to understand it because you wasn't born this way.
Right.
I was.
Right.
My daughter is her own individual
person.
Like, she's never been forced to be something that she wasn't. I've never tried to encourage her to be anything different. Her loving the way that I love, it's normal. I think that it's normal. Like, all she wants to do is love.
Yeah,
people want to put it into, oh, because they're seeing that's then what they want, or it was raised like that, how they were raised. But I always say they're gay parents that have straight children. Like, there are straight parents that have gay children.
Right, exactly. Like, so what do you say on the other side? Yeah. That would be my question.
I think that's just people being small-minded and having a certain way of how they view things. And that also brings me to social media. Like, it's definitely, I think, so important for people to show that visibility. Because always, like, growing up, you know, sometimes people all the time, that's the biggest thing. My page, they'll be like, why are you saying that you're bisexual, that your dad's bisexual?
Why do you keep saying that?
All these different things. For me, and it's a personal preference, I love saying it because growing up, I didn't see many people that I felt like I could relate to, or you've probably had zero people that you felt like you could relate to, you know? So for me, I love that people can go to my page and see, like, oh, he's like me. Oh, she's like me. Oh, this father-daughter relationship is healthy and all these different things. So what made you guys get on social media? Did you know that it was going to blow up and that people were going to be so interested in your relationship as mother-daughter?
I literally was tired of Tina and Theory playing on their phones, because normally we were not that family. We would sit down every night, watch a movie, have dinner together, socialize, talk about her next football game or whatever, like just talk. And when COVID happened, they just start like ignoring me. And as you know, I want to be loved. So they were ignoring me, talking on their phone. They were just like scrolling and laughing. And I was like, what is so funny? Like, pay attention to me. Have a conversation. Like, this is not fair. This is ugly.
y'all are acting ugly.
y'all acting mad ugly. So she was like, look, it's TikTok. It's really funny. You would really love it. I think that you'll be entertained with everything that's going on. So I'm looking. I'm like, this is not funny. So I was like, this is not funny.
Until that algorithm hits you. And it's like, this is what you like. Wait, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm just like, I could do this. So I started making funny content. And I wore a shirt that says rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl was like, oh my God, please tell me that you're a lesbian. And I was like, no, I'm bisexual. And she was like, oh my God, I love you. So then I was like, hold on. Like, is this okay? Can I post this kind of stuff? I live in a very conservative town, so being not that acceptable. And so I start posting, you know, my wife and my daughter, and then we start reenacting prior conversations, like how we would interact with one another, what kind of conversation she would bring up at dinner, and that started blowing up. I'm like, this is kind of cool. And then we got into this platform where people look to us for advice and comfort and a community and things like that.
Hear their traumas.
Yeah. Like, because I think that letting other people know that you're not alone is very important.
Yeah. So important. No, I feel like I love your guys' page because it's so educational to whatever someone's going through, whether they're in a toxic relationship or an abusive relationship or going through it with their parent or their child. And every scenario, they like play out these different, what would you call it? Like skits? It's not skits. Skits, I always think it's comedy, but
sometimes there is comedy to it.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so beautiful because once again, with social media, for someone that's maybe going through something and doesn't have a parent or a child or just a friend or anyone to like have that support or rely on, or they don't even know that they're in something that's not good for them, you know, seeing that kind of content is an eye opener, I think, for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And even for us, you know, so many people are like, oh, I didn't think that I could be open with my family or talk to them about these things or rely on them in this way. And I'm always like, there's no harm in trying, because I feel like with family so many times, it's like sometimes you hit heads and like what we were talking about before, and you're just like, okay, I can't be everything that I want to be with this person anymore. But what on social media would you guys say, like, when did you start doing those kinds of like skits?
So when I noticed that our platform required it, I felt like we made the comedy, we made the fun, we made the silly stuff. But then I was like, we have a platform to change people's perspectives, people's comfortability, push that uncomfortable line of communication. So I was like, we need to transition into something that I'm proud of. I'm going to feel good. There's a lot of times, there's so many pieces of content that I like took down because I was like, I just don't feel good about that. Like, what that?
And you grow. So you want your platform as well to like, not just like why you started it, but
like changing that perspective. I can really pick up on that, because the thing that took off for us, it was two videos. Like, for instance, within my family and friends, everyone knew about me being bisexual. It wasn't like all out there, like on social media and people maybe I do business with and anything. So she did it. She was the one, and she asked me if it was okay. And it was two videos. One, we were in a pool during the summer, and we were doing some stupid TikTok dance. And she's like, do you mind if I put, at that time I was 55, do you mind if I put my 55-year-old bisexual dad? And my first inkling in my head was like, I don't know if I want that to go all out there in that way. I have my life. I don't know. When she did it, the reaction of people was just like, oh my God, you know? And I felt like I didn't have that when I was growing up. And then she did another one. And then that kind of passed by, and I was like, oh, that's cute. Didn't even pay any attention. This was like not even, like, didn't even pay attention to it. It was cute. Oh, it went viral. Ooh, hey, that's what she came over, and I was helping her do her hair. She had a weave, and I was cutting and taking it out. And she was and we were literally doing what we do. We sit and watch a movie. Usually something I want her to watch that she wouldn't watch unless I had her captive.
You're taking out my hair.
And she was taking out her hair. I was like, and she's like, do you mind if I shoot a real quick little video? And I'm like, I don't care. I have my glasses on, everything. I'm doing her hair. And she brings it around. I just smile, and she went back to it. And then next thing you know, she's like, I wake up the next day, and like, we had a small TikTok, like my wife and I. And all of a sudden, it was like all these followers. And she's like, comes out, she's like, Daddy, that time she was staying with, like, she was going through heartbreak. And she comes out, she's like, Daddy, do you see what's going on? And it just went crazy. And I think because you were living with us at that point.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I think in general, it was just amazing because of what you came from and how you weren't always as open, even when it came to your style and who you wanted to be. Like, all this support coming from the internet of people just
boosted,
being like,
it definitely boosted.
They love to say about him, like, what did they say? Protect you at all costs?
Yeah. I get that a lot. I don't know what that is. Protect us, man.
I think it was... But I think it was, and that's when, you know, social media and the internet is beautiful because it gave you so much more confidence. Yeah. I literally watched as it happened. Yeah. And not that you need to be validated, but just because you didn't have that growing up, to have so many people say, like, you're beautiful the way you are, and, like, there's nothing wrong with who you are, and all that different stuff really made an impact on you.
I mean, for a long time, you know, I felt freakish. I'm gonna be honest, you know, because I do like to dress a little different, and I do like to paint my nails, and I do like to wear eyeliner sometimes. And I guess it's the inner rocker. And sometimes I wouldn't do it because I'm like, you know, dads don't do that, or, you know, men my age don't do that. And I think this whole journey for me has been more of a freeing thing. I look at something and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna wear that. You know, and I feel more free.
Do you feel like the internet has made you guys feel sometimes more comfortable in your own skin or more supported? Or even, I would say, the opposite. There's also a dark side to it as well.
Actually, I was just telling her a few months ago, I do feel more comfortable being in my own skin because everybody around me has always made me feel like I was different. Like, the way that I raised my daughter, the way I allowed her to communicate and convey her concerns with me, they were like, ooh. It made me, we were at a Friendsgiving a couple years ago, and they were like, you're asking her to, like, to do this, and she's okay with it. I'm like, is that wrong?
I think some people get weirded out just by, like, very close relationships and family sometimes. Yeah, and even when people say negative things towards it, I think it's actually them looking into their own insecurities or things that they don't allow themselves to do with their family or their friends, you know? Yeah. So do you guys get mostly love on your page or more hate?
We get a lot of love on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. But if we post on Facebook.
Yeah. It's an older crowd.
Yeah.
It's
more of a conservative question.
Yeah.
So on the other side of it, have there been times where you're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't be on social media? We go through phases.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times where I was just like, I think my time is over. I don't think that I could take certain scrutiny. Me, talk about me all you want. But when Theory decided that she was going to make her sexuality public, that's when I was like, I want to kick all your butts. I don't care who you are. And then my wife was also starting to get backlash on things, and I just was like, I think I need to pull away from social media. And then my wife was like, no, Danielle, you do not let them take your joy. You love making content. You love making people feel safe. That is what you do. You are a healer.
Yeah.
Continue on your path. So I continued, but there has been a couple of times where I just was like, I think I'm done with social media. They're just so, sometimes it could be a dark place.
Oh yeah,
it can be hard. I feel the same when I started my, I mean, I've been in TV and all that stuff for a while, so I've gotten used to people saying things when they want to say things.
Yeah.
But when I started incorporating my family, and it was TikTok that I never really posted them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then on TikTok, I was like, oh, I'm just going to start doing like this as fun over here. And we would just do like family videos, and I would like vlog stuff. And I was like, now I have to not be aware of what people are saying to me, but about them. And then I felt guilty at times, because before you guys really started posting on your page, and I would see mean comments, and as much as it made you be like, oh, I can grow my hair out and be myself, people would be like, your mom is dating a woman. And like, all this, and you know, just rude, mean comments, and I would get so angry and just see red, and you know, because I don't care about me, like you're saying, but when you're talking about my family, that's when I'm like, you know, and I even said to them, you know, if you want me to not post you guys as much and this and that, and they're like, no, once again, what your wife said, stand up and be you, and that's the whole purpose of all of this, is for all of us to have our voices and like communicate what we believe in, because there's nothing wrong with it, and who we are and who we love. There's nothing wrong with
that. But it can, I mean, like my son Riley was talking about, it can be a backlash. Like what's going on with Billie Eilish right now. She just came out saying she's part of the community. And she lost, what, like a million followers?
100,000.
100,000 followers. You know, so it just tells you how people can, and you know, I'm hoping, and I'm sure she's going to be the kind of person that stands up. But you know, you can't let that type of stuff like push you off. And I think what that did with me, I'm okay when they talk about me. It's when they talk about my family.
Yeah.
But what it did for me, when people say things like that, it just emboldens me. I think it's part of it. It's not just the love that I get that makes me be more bold. It's also when someone says, men grow, like someone wrote under my thing, grown men don't paint their nails. And like, I did an answer to it. Basically, with my nails painted, it was like, because I'm a grown ass man, I do what I want.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I think that she always tells a story about when she was a kid, some girl in middle school challenged her to a fight. And she came home and told me about it. And she's like, what should I do? I was like, well, you gotta show up. You gotta show up.
Literally,
I was
like, because if you don't show up, she's gonna think you're scared, and then it's gonna get even worse.
It's gonna get even worse.
But I had never been in a fight in my life. Like, I was like this big at that time.
Yeah. I always see, she didn't know I was right there. I was like,
She didn't show up.
She wouldn't have showed up. She would have followed her around school. I always feel, and I think this, my parents gave me this, the smaller you try to make yourself for a bully or someone's trying to bully you, the bigger they get.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get, when you're doing this, they don't get like, okay, well, let me back. No, you get smaller, and then they're like, oh, then I can yell down the hallway in front of everybody and say something, because you're not going to fight back.
Yeah.
You know, and my parents always told me, like, even if you're going to lose, give him a good fight, because they'll think twice about coming back.
We're not encouraging violence.
No, we're not.
This is what I've always said. You might whoop my butt, but you'll know that you're in a fight.
Go down, fight.
You will know that you're in a fight.
I recently saw, I think your guys' TikTok, where you're like, don't do it or whatever, and she's getting up. You're like, it was something about fighting someone, and you're like getting up from the
table. Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
So like, that was just like another reenactment, because every time I tell Theory not to look, she is looking.
It's me, Theory. She don't look. I'm like, what? Didn't I just say don't look?
She is just,
I do it all the time.
Awful. So I was just like playing with her, and I was like, remember that girl? Because there has been people that wanted to like harm me because I'm such a bad mom. I just was playing with her, and she was like,
no, I think it's great. But that's family. Like, we have each other's backs, and don't talk shiz about the other.
And you can't, I agree. I mean, like, I hope Billie Eilish does it, but I agree with stay out there. I don't know if you have it to stay out there, girl. Don't let them push you back in the corner.
We have your back.
We got your back. We got your back.
I'm so jaded. I was not thinking that you were talking about that situation, like her coming out.
What did you think?
I just was like, what else happened to Billie?
Oh.
Like,
oh,
what else happened?
I knew. I was like, come on.
She's like, come on now. But so you said when your daughter came out, Barry, that you kind of got a little bit more stressed around. So you did you recently kind of? Or you just for the first time was open about it on social media?
I recently came out on social media.
Yeah.
So but I came out her
years
ago. I know. It's okay.
Now, are people like saying, oh, you guys are just doing this for the clicks or whatever you call it? Because sometimes, you know, people say that to Kira and I, especially because me being in such a long relationship with a woman, they're like, oh, you're just playing the part.
You know? Never get that we're playing anything, but I think more of that you're not bisexual.
Yeah, that's what,
because you're bisexual. With a woman. Yeah. Has that been like the response for you? Has it just been welcoming, or it's been
doing
a little hard?
It for clout. It's either we're doing it for clout that you know you made me. I chose to be gay because of you. Like okay, whatever. That's really it, though.
But for the most part, there is a lot of people are very positive.
Oh my god, she's for the girls. We love it.
Like, yeah.
We got her. Another one.
That's what they say. They're so like,
hype. You're so hype. They're like, we want this girl. Like,
yeah. But Mama always knew. And I was okay with that.
I love that. No, I feel like that's our family, too. Just very accepting about everything and anything.
Like people always ask me, too, like, how did you... Another question, having a son who's straight. They're like, well, if you made her this way, my son was raised by me.
Mm-hmm.
All very open. So how come he's straight as an arrow like my wife and he was raised by the same dad? I mean, like, right. And I say this, but I tease him all the time. I'm like, I'm wasted on you.
Yeah.
I said, I'm wasted on you. He's like, dad.
Wait, so do you guys go on, like, double dates ever? Because you have a girlfriend and you have a wife. Mm-hmm. Or no? You get no?
She's like, no.
But absolutely not. But you all get along, which is great.
She does. Her and my girlfriend, yes.
So, yes, I...
So, but you're, like, have a great relationship with your wife, and then you have a great relationship with your girlfriend. That's amazing.
So we're about to go to Haley's game Thursday.
And I hear correctly, you play football?
No, I was a cheerleader.
I was playing
her football.
Yeah. you would talk about the people on the team.
But I was like, that's savage. You play football? But cheerleading is fire, too. That's hard.
Yeah. Every sport.
So you have a game out here?
Back in
Maryland. Back in Utah. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm close with Haley. Like, our little circle is close. Like, we go out to coffee and we talk and we help her with schoolwork and she helps with marketing and things like that. So, like, she's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
We might have to come see you cheer. My wife was a cheerleader.
I know.
She was captain of cheerleader squad.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah. Captain? No, I was the captain.
She was captain and she was the flyer.
Okay. Oh, so you did the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Hitting my head on the floor.
Oh.
And she was like... We lost points to our competition because of how sassy I was.
Oh, you did that type of cheer.
Yeah, like, I could tell you're sassy now. Yeah. Like, you and your mom says something, you're like, anyways.
No, my wife did.
Oh, yeah.
She did, like, the 80s. Like, my wife did the 80s thing. She wasn't doing all the flips.
It's a very LA question, but what are your signs?
Yeah, I already know you guys. I'm a Gemini.
When? Don't tell us.
June 14th.
I'm June 3rd.
I love that. See,
I'm a real Gemini, too. If I'm made Geminis, I'm not sure.
Don't tell me you're a Pisces.
See,
I'm an Aries.
Oh, okay. I was like, that would have been wild.
You're a cusp, right?
Full Pisces.
Oh, when's your birthday?
March 6th.
Okay.
Oh,
April
3rd.
March 6th.
Okay.
We're close.
She's a 3.
But very different. Aries is 6.
Yeah, she's a 3.
I'm like emotional. You're like...
6.
Is that new grandbaby going to be? Where's the baby? A new grandbaby is coming in the family. Is it going to be... Because I think it's April, right? I don't know if it's April or...
What's your sign?
Aries.
Aries. No, it's not going to be an Aries. It's a Taurus.
Okay.
We got a little... I'll be an aunt for the first time coming.
Congratulations. And she is beautiful. You have beautiful children.
Very.
You guys are beautiful as well.
The genes are very, like,
copy and paste. The genes are gene and gene.
No, we genuinely look like we could be family.
No, we are family. We are.
I know. We're going back for Christmas to Maryland, and that's where they live, where my dad grew up. So they're out here just right now for a couple meetings.
Dinner or something.
Oh my gosh,
because we only live how far from each other, like 40 in Maryland.
Minutes?
40 minutes?
Oh, that's not bad.
White Marsh, right?
Yeah, we live in White Marsh. Right near, they live in White Marsh, right near, like, the mall is like, 10 minutes from their house, because that's where they always, well, when you were growing up, I don't know about now, but they used to always run over to the mall to get lost, so.
Yeah,
we're going to have to, like, definitely do a thing.
We love them over there.
Look at my little notes.
there's actually a vegan burger joint in the mall now.
Well,
yeah.
See that?
I'm just trying to sell you on it.
You know, I got to watch my salt intake. You know, the reason I went vegan is because, you know, black men, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Well, I was doing really good, especially before the pandemic, but I just realized it just, even being vegan, it just creeped back up. So I got to really watch watch what people are putting in my food. So right now I'm trying to do this thing of only eating like things that I know like my wife will make or I will make, you know.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna miss her food because she makes vegan food, but she does make kind of salty, you know. Ooh. So I just gotta
you gotta watch the blood pressure.
But you know,
a lot of people loved in the last podcast when you were kind of talking about advice to give to parents that had a kid, you know, just come out and how to go over that well, and just advice. Would you have any advice for, you know, say a parent, their kid just came out, or they might think that their kid is part of the community?
So I would definitely say, if your kid does come to you and you are not, we'll start with a negative, not even a negative, but indifferent. So if your kid comes to you and you do not approve of the community, do not respond right then, right there, because it's going to be angry. You're going to be angry and you're going to say something hurtful. And as a parent, you don't want to really hurt your children. So take that time for yourself to process, do a little bit of research, reevaluate what you want to say, how you want to articulate your thoughts, so you could try to understand who your kid is. And just know that your kid is not who you think your kid is supposed to be in your head. Like, your kid is supposed to be their own person. So just take time for yourself before you respond. And if you're like us, if your kid comes and says that they love the same sex or multi-sex, just say, "Hey, bitch,
yes,
I love you."
So when
so noisy tonight.
Like when Kira came out to me, she was still, even knowing my past, it still was hard for her, and she still kind of cried to me, like telling me. And all I could think in my head is, she knew with her family how accepting we were going to be, and it was still hard for her. Was it for you, like, to actually say the words?
She's like, no.
Honestly, not really. Even though, like you said, like, accepting, they're very, like, you have accepting parents. I was just like, Mom, like, I don't want to disappoint you, because I know you, every parent has a vision of who their kid is, like, they want their kid to be. I didn't want to disappoint you, even though
I didn't have no idea who you were going to
be. But so many parents put that on their kids. And someone even said it to me the other day. They're like, sometimes parents have kids also to fulfill their dreams,
or yes, they do.
To make
they
themselves do. Like, it's a fulfillment for themselves, and it's really not about you.
That's
you
not
know?
Fair. That is not
well, I think
fair.
One of the biggest lessons you learn as a parent, and I said this last time, is that you have to start to love your child for who they're going to be and not who you imagine they were going to be. And I think that's a hard lesson to learn as they start getting into their 20s and growing up and forming their own lives. And I always say to them, take what you enjoyed and leave the rest behind. So I think you just have to really kind of like fall in love with who they're becoming and just put that out of your mind of who you thought they were going to be. You know? But was it difficult?
It wasn't really difficult. I just like, I had more of a fear of like disappointing. Like, I didn't want you, not disappointing because I knew you were going to be disappointed, like, but like,
no, I fully get it.
But like, I just like didn't want to ruin that for you. So I was like, okay, I have this feeling within myself. I was uncomfortable with it for a very long time. I didn't know, I didn't understand this side of myself, but you're very accepting. I trust you with everything in my heart. You're the only person that truly understands and won't judge me. Girl, the tea is like,
yeah,
I like both sides.
But also, you were so young when you did start like telling me that you like look at girls. So I think being so young when you did come to me and talk about it, I think
I was
that was just
like careless in a way. I was just like, oh, Mom, like, listen.
Yeah, because I wasn't
I wasn't raised you too, probably, just to be like,
very
it is
vocal.
Just be yourself. I don't want her to feel like she has to be small to make other people feel comfortable. And I've always instilled that in her. So like, I just want you to be your fullest, happiest self. Because that's the only way I'm going to be happy. Because if my baby's not happy, I'm not happy either.
Give me a high five on that.
This man nearly had a heart
children,
attack one time.
They were arguing, and I literally passed out.
Because it was like one of, this was a while ago.
It was one of those, they were just like, they were late teens, and it was just, it had gotten so bad between the two of them. And I was having a discussion with her about it, and all of a sudden it was just like, oh, the room just went away.
We were actually
like,
sitting in a restaurant, and he was sitting next to me, and just, we were sitting in a restaurant, he was sitting next to me, and he just like fell over into my lap, and I was like,
Literally, I would say in my life, I have no price other than once I had children. They're my heart and my soul.
They are everything.
And if they're not okay, I'm not okay.
See?
And my wife says it all the time, like, you can't take it like that. And I'm like, how am I supposed to? That's like telling me to take my lung out and put it over there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I just, you know, you want the best for them and you hope and everything, but, you know, this world takes an ox at them and
yep.
the relationships and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, it's, you know, they, all I can say is they'll understand one.
Yeah, they will. They will. They will.
Just had a conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
She's like, when you have kids, when you have kids, you
they love saying the hands.
Yeah.
When you have kids, you will fully understand exactly where I'm coming from when I say, I love you, girl. Oh, like, yeah. I love like, you yeah. without measure.
Without measure.
I will tear this whole world up.
And how are your parents with everything?
Hmm?
Nope. And that we also don't, we don't have to talk about it.
No, it's so okay. That one of the things I loved about, I was saying about your page, I came across the one where you guys kept doing, I'm going to keep my eye on you. And mm-hmm. I loved how, because that's what I'm getting with my kids now, with the relationship where you would do one where she was going through something mm-hmm. sad and you would come in and do something. And then she would do something where you were sad
yeah.
and mm-hmm. she'd come in like, I'm keeping my eye on you, but yeah. whatever that song was. And I was like, that's the new relationship I'm learning with my kids. It's like, I'm still the dad. I still got to be, a, you know, the strong one, but I can turn to them now. And if they see I'm going through something, they're like, I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got you. And that's like something I think when you are close with your children, you do get that. Because I think if you keep that thing of like, I'm the parent, like
oh, yeah.
into their 30s, then they start to withdraw.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose that.
You know,
yeah.
versus, you know, like someone saying like, I understand who you are and you understand who I am and I am your dad, but I am a person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm human.
You know, and so with that really touched me. That was like one of the first things I came across you guys' page.
Yeah.
Like,
so oh. she really does. So she notices, because I am so chipper. I am probably the ugliest, happiest person in the world. It's yeah. it's annoying. I annoy myself sometimes.
Like, Gemini's. That's what I am. I'm like, yeah, me too. I'm like, I really.
Why?
Whenever she gets any comments now, and like when he's being extra and people are like, oh, this and that, he goes, well, I'm a Gemini, so.
I came, when she came home from Love Island, she hadn't seen me, but she had was sequestered for a while, and I came over, and I guess I came in, I was being loud, I had music playing, I'm bopping up. Yeah. She's like, I don't know if you're always like this, but she's like, I'm like, I'm just being me. She's like, but I guess I'm just, I haven't been around you for a minute, you know? That's, it's just who I've always been that reset. Way. My mom, literally. Like, sit down somewhere. That's literally. Just. It's a Gemini energy.
So I am just very chipper. So when she sees me not like yeah. coming in her, I go in her room every morning. Like, hey girl, like, are you up? Like, can we sit and talk about my dream and my night and how I sweat through the night? Like, I just randomly talk everything. About everything. So when I don't, she's always like, hey, just you're checking on you. Yeah. You good? So like, you have so not got on my nerves, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, what's going on?
I love when she took the bottle out of your hand.
Oh yeah, so, yeah.
Wait, what? yeah. Were you on their page like this?
But she does this a lot. She does this a lot. Like, oh. So she does it in joking ways, but then sometimes, well, I will have like a whole bottle of wine, and she's oh. like, "Girl, like,
Gemini.
Seriously, you have too much strength."
Sometimes it's not even like for like her depression. I'm just like, "Mom, like." When you drink, you get foggy brain. Like, you're not as creative as much. Like, you need to, like, lay it off. Because when you're not drinking as much, you're like, I got idea. I want to do this.
Well, we got to calm that down. That energy sometimes needs to be.
But like, no, so. I just had the same conversation with you. Because especially around the holidays, he'll be like, oh, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let me just.
Yeah. Me. I just had a glass of wine before.
I'm going to have a glass of wine over it, though. The only reason I didn't have one before, because she was like, you'll get foggy if you. So I'm like, soon as we wrap.
It's so funny. When like the roles when you start getting older, mm-hmm. you know,
it's
start,
mother, bring
you,
my bottle
you know what them. Chill but like how the roles kind of as you get older as kids, like not that we ever turn into the parents, but just like sometimes I don't want to say it, I don't want to offend y'all, but you know,
no, right. no it's okay,
no, I'll be mom and her yeah. I'll be like, mom, enough.
Yeah. Mom, chill out,
mom, that was not nice.
Girl, it's no, fine. We do the same. But no, when I was looking at your guys' page, like so many of the scenarios that you play out are around toxic relationships at times, mm-hmm. and you guys seem amazing. Like obviously, as a kid and parent, you go through your things. But are you drawing from anything, like in your life, or like you were very supportive of her? Have your parents and your family in general been supportive?
So, I want to say that they are supportive, but it's not like they're in my life. I created my own family. Mm-hmm. I moved out when I was 16, and I created my safe space. My mom is supportive of what I do, but she, love you, mom. She thinks that a lot of my work is targeted towards her, which it's not. It's just as a whole. And if you, it's not targeted towards her, but there are some scenarios where it happened to me.
Yeah.
And I know it's happening to other people, so I feel like it needs to be shed light on.
Yeah, 100%.
We talked about. But she is very supportive. My father, he's a great man. Mm-hmm. Don't really have like a close relationship with him. And yeah, but that's really it. I don't really have a lot of family that relatives. Yeah. I don't have a lot of relatives.
But you got
a
new family now.
I do.
But I love what you said too about like your chosen family, because I used to say something that I don't agree with anymore, and even we talked about how you take certain things down when it doesn't align with you. Yeah. And I used to say when dating people, it was a red flag if they weren't close with their family.
Yeah.
And that was kind of ignorant of me, because not everyone is brought into a family that's supportive and respectful and understands your boundaries and all those different things. And I just started saying, as long as, you know, I want to date someone that has healthy relationships in their lives.
Yes.
And it's beautiful that even though maybe you were brought into your family in a situation that wasn't exactly what you wanted fully, you were able to create your chosen family.
Yes.
And that people can see that you can come from that, have that experience, and then create something you dreamed of having, you know?
And that family, I have had them in my life for 20-something years. Mm-hmm. I have a newfound family as well that I met on social media, and now you guys, for like 4 years. They are everything to me.
Yeah.
They are the glue to my mental state, or my sanity, should I say, because there's a lot of times where I am in dark places, and she comes through, my wife comes through, but it's always good to get somebody else's perspective of things, like... because I don't have that with my relatives. So when I can go to my sisters, or that's what I call them, my sisters, it's like,
that's beautiful.
It's like, hey, we got you, girl. It's okay. Like, it might be hard with you in theory right now. Yeah. It might be hard with you and your wife right now, but we got you.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things, too, that you just touched on that I love about this new social media journey. It really is. It's built, luckily, because not everyone has that, because it could be some toxic thing out. But my wife and I have built an extended family. Like, when we go on live, there's people that we know and people that come back. And they're so, you wake up and you get these beautiful, you put something, put content up, and you wake up and you get these beautiful messages. Yeah. Like, my wife and I, the other day, you know, we were getting all excited about the holidays, and we were out walking, and what we thought about was like, there's so many people that don't have that right now. So really, we just got on there and just said, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, we know this could be a tough time, and the messages we got under it was just so beautiful. Was just like, and the messages of how our family brightens their day.
I know.
And they love seeing our smiles, and they love seeing how we support each other, and I'm just like, oh my God.
It's all about connection. You know, whether it's online or finding people, I saw some study that it was like, no matter how much money you have or how successful you are, the healthiest people, the happiest people are the people that have healthy relationships in their lives. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to end it once again on like a note of advice from you guys in general, of, because that wasn't my upbringing. I am grateful that I was brought into you parents and you as well, like that support us fully. What's your advice if someone is kind of feeling like in their life right now, their family and their friends aren't supportive and they're kind of scared or don't know how to reach out and find a community or be open? Like, what would you kind of say to them?
If somebody came to me and said that they don't have a community or a safe space, one, I would cry. But I would tell them that it's okay to wander this earth alone for a little bit, because when you do find the right people, and you will find the right people, you will know it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a lot of people settle into these bad, toxic relationships just so they can have somebody.
Yeah.
But being alone is not always a bad thing.
No.
It's a good thing. You get to figure out your yeses and your nos and what you're capable of doing alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her all the time, date yourself.
Yeah. Like,
date yourself, because then when the right people come around, you'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen.
And it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Really, if you're, you know, you have to know yourself, because before anybody else enters that, you're going to be happier if you know yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, my wife and I met so young, we grew up together.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of learn each other, you know. But I think it's something about when you are... you know yourself, and then you meet someone knowing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I think that can be beautiful too.
It is. It's very
beautiful. And the only thing I would add to what you said about the family, make your own family, because that's amazing. And we did that when we first, because being a biracial couple, you know, families were not.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they all now, it's all like hunky dory, but
yeah.
I don't know, it was the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't. But I would say create your own family, because it's my wife and I did, but be patient with your family to come around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they really, truly love you and get past themselves, they can come around in a beautiful way. Because I saw that with my family. Like, you know, it just wasn't very supportive, but they were scared because we were the oldest children and a biracial relationship. And they were just like, well, we're not going to accept this.
Yeah.
But we just kept going and found people who loved us as a couple. But then grandkids came along and, you know, it's like, how are you going to say no to that? You know?
Have you been asking her about grandkids? No, you're 20. You're still like,
she gave me a damn baby. I have a fur baby. So
oh, you got a little puppy. We have our fur babies too. Like,
I can't even wake up when she's crying in the bathroom. I don't even know how. I can't deal with kids right now.
She has a mom ear. She just like turn it off. And I'm like,
she said absolutely not. Well, no. I mean, it sounds like with both of your relationships, I'm the only single one here. I just realized too.
Single one.
How are you single?
What do you mean? I think it's what you were saying. I'm taking the time right now to date myself.
Good.
I feel like
you should.
Well, they both just came out of something. Because she's like, how are you single?
Mine was about a year and a half ago. Yeah. Okay. I know, it feels like yesterday at times. I've been doing what you were saying of kind of, you know, dating myself and just taking time. I feel like I went through so much of my life feeling like I couldn't fully be myself. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know who I actually was for a while, you know? Cool. So
I've been there.
Yeah. And once again, strangely, and not strangely enough, social media is like what helped me as well. Just like finding more people on there like me. And yeah. I think what we all do and just showing up authentic and being ourselves mm-hmm. on these platforms, it's hard to do because sometimes at night I like wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sharing all these things and I feel so vulnerable right now. And these people know it. They can judge me, all these different things. But at the end of the day, I always come back to, but little Kira would want to see you.
Yeah.
You know?
Little Danny. I say that all the time.
You know?
I say that all the time.
I just got chills again.
I know. I'm like, oh, that's so, like, love it.
But it's so important. So even sometimes when I get scared, I think it's still like me just being uncomfortable and knowing this is growth. It's me being open and being vulnerable and putting yourself out there to help others, but also to help like your inner child is like such a special thing that we can do with these platforms. So when I saw you guys, and like I said, my cousin is the biggest fan of them.
Hi.
And I'm like... Alex. Oh my gosh, she does
it. Hey, Alex.
She wants to meet you guys.
Hey,
so
Alex.
She's gonna die. She's like, when you guys come to Maryland, are they gonna be around at all? We're like,
Fan as well now too, but once I saw your guys' page, I was like, I need to talk to them. I wish we could talk for like hours.
Well, can I ask one more question? Okay, all right, because we were talking about what we mean with like, what was one of your best moments that someone said to you that their family wasn't there, but you were there for them? Like, what was one of your best moments with that?
We're at the pool.
Oh my gosh, she was sobbing.
I was sobbing. Okay, so if you guys don't know that I am in going 13 years clean of cocaine and pills. I don't know if you can say that. Drugs.
No.
And this woman comes up to me while we're at the pool and she's like crying already. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, are you okay? And she just was telling me that I was the reason why she started to get sober for her kids. I'm sorry.
And she also started.
Sorry.
I know. No,
and that was when it was like a year into doing content. And that's when I was like, oh my God, like this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I really did not want to put that story out there. Yeah. It was a struggle for me.
Yeah.
So when I finally did that and she came to me and she was like, I am now like 3 months sober. And I was like, bitch, you go girl. Like, keep on doing that. It just makes me happy.
That
is somebody that I would always remember.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You should do not apologize.
I am such a crier.
That's okay. You're going to make me cry. But like, that's how you probably change that woman's life. Yeah. It's just more than you probably even know. And that's why it's so important to, not important, but if you feel like you can be vulnerable in yourself online, you can help so many others to feel like they're okay and can have that strength in themselves as well.
Yeah.
So that's just her showing you probably how much more that you don't even know how much you changed her life.
I'm like,
it's happy tears though. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Theory.
Sorry.
Power. Maybe I believe the woman that, you know, messaged us and she was talking about how she didn't talk to her mom for 7 years. And she watched us and, you know, she decided to try to rebuild that connection and relationship with her mother. Definitely opened my eyes a lot. Like, girl, we got something really good. And it made me feel so good that I had the power. Not the power, but I had the ability and influence to be able to help families, help them rebuild their connection with their family so that there's more of us and not just so that 2% of us.
Yeah.
There's going to be more of it. So that's a big part of why I'm like, mom, we have to keep going.
Yeah.
Breaking that cycle.
Yes.
Breaking
that
for those chosen.
That's Kira.
Yeah, Kira.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm like, Kira.
I wouldn't say there's one situation, but coming out on Love Island, and once again, I was out for a while, but just being open about it on TV, the amount of messages that I came back to of people, and I go back and forth with people in DMs all the time, you know? And yes, we may be strangers, but I think it was just so amazing for people to feel like I was a safe place coming out, and that so many girls, guys, people in general just were coming out to me before their friends and family, or if they just didn't feel like they had a safe place. And that just made me feel so happy that they trusted me with that information and felt like I was a safe place. Like, it felt almost, for a second I was like, this is imposter syndrome, because like, I don't feel like I can handle this. Like, who am I to give you advice on how to, you know? But I am a woman in the community, and for other women to come to me and feel like they could relate, or for the first time they were like, seeing you be able to do that gave me, you know, the strength to come out to my friends and family. Like, that was always something that made me very emotional, that I could just be that for someone when people felt like they didn't have that around them. Yeah, so it's not one thing, but
I mean, I love that response.
I think it's two things, and it came through two of my children. One, you kind of putting me, you knew about me, and my friends and family knew about me, but putting me out there and then having so many people say that seeing me gave them the courage to come out. Yeah. And but one of the biggest moments I have to say was my son. I don't even think he knows this. A kid who texted me about coming out. And he said, I gave him the courage to do it, you know. But then he also said that my son has this group called Rosebud. Mm-hmm. And Rose Gang.
Sorry.
And he really, he really treats them like family. Mm-hmm. And I had this kid out of the blue DM me saying how he was getting severely bullied. He's different. Like, he's just like me. Like, he's just different. And he was getting severely bullied. And the Rose Gang came on social media and got the bullies out and protected him. And he was just telling, he wrote a paragraph about how much, thank you for raising a son, a person that I feel that was there for me. And it was like, it was like through me that he was saying thank you. And it just, I sat there and I cried.
Yeah.
I read that DM and I literally, my wife was like, what's going on? I'm like, read this. You know, so it wasn't only me giving him that courage, but my son helped him with, because bullying is hard. It's horrible. And for the, and so that really touched me. That was a moment for me.
Yeah. It's beautiful. No, I think in general, to once again have a voice on social media and to be authentic, to be yourself, and to bring visibility to things. And once again, if you're not brought into a situation that you love, to see a mother and daughter online support each other, love each other, accept each other. It teaches people when you haven't seen that. Like, some people just have not seen that growing up. So to see it online, they can build that on their own and know that that exists.
We're all gonna be okay.
through good and bad times in general. I always just say it's so important to have healthy relationships in your life and just people that accept you and love you for you, you know? So I'm grateful to have you, and it seems like you guys are just
I'm so grateful that social media brought us together.
I'm like, this is social media. Like, we would have never met each other.
We
wouldn't have shared our stories with each other, because we would have just been passing. But to like know that there's that synergy and to be able to, I love it. I love social media. You know,
I love it too.
I do too. I love social media. Like, it's more positive than anything.
It really is. Yeah, yeah, it goes through the phases. But okay, guys, I wish that we could talk forever.
We're gonna keep talking. You guys,
and we're gonna see them in Maryland. And we're gonna see them in Maryland too.
Yes.
But thank you, Danny and Theory, so much for coming over. We're literally in my bedroom right now. That's where I film this podcast.
Cool.
I don't think I ever.
Like, it's
thank
so
you.
Cool.
But it's so. I'm so happy that I was able to have you guys in my. No. This is my safe place, you know.
Thank
so
you, for having
you
us.
Guys brought such great energy, and I'm so happy that you were able to be so open and share your stories and. I'm grateful for you guys coming. And how do we end this podcast?
Thank you for having coffee with Kira.
Thank you, guys.